Why are businesses like HelloVit choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVit.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, November 25th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that Walmart is testing ads within its new AI shopping agent, Sparky. According to people familiar with the matter, the world's largest retailer has quietly been exploring new ad formats with some advertisers. One ad type, dubbed Sponsored Prompt, is a ChatGPT-like feature that can summarize customer reviews, compare products, and suggest items for various occasions. AI shopping agents, which can act autonomously on behalf of users, are currently in the early stages of adoption and development. Walmart allowed some advertisers to participate in an early test, which started in September and concluded earlier this month. The company said it's considering next steps. Sparky is part of a larger company-wide AI push at Walmart. The volume of people engaging with and clicking on the Sparky test ads has been low, according to people familiar with the matter. Still, advertisers have been eager to test new ad formats. Warner Music Group has made a deal with AI music generator Suno that will let the startup launch new models based on licensed songs. The agreement settles Warner's copyright litigation against Suno. Suno's platform allows users to generate songs based on text prompts. The company said Suno will launch new models next year and require users to be paid subscribers to download songs, according to the companies. Warner artists and songwriters will have the choice to opt into the service. Suno recently announced a $250 million fundraising round at a valuation of $2.45 billion. And SoftBank's shares have fallen 44% since last month's peak, including a 10% drop today, erasing over $100 billion in market value. This volatility likely reflects shifting investor sentiment about AI, particularly about OpenAI, to which SoftBank has committed more than $31 billion this year. Concerns are mounting over how the loss-making OpenAI will pay for the $550 billion in computing contracts it signed with Oracle and Microsoft, and a long list of other spending-heavy pledges. But despite the recent decline, SoftBank's shares remain up more than 160% from an April low. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes for today. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.